Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive off the glove of Sissell, and into shallow left field. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Haas reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh strikes out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hostler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hostler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler misplays the ball. That's an error on Hostler. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Haas reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and has Haas trapped. There's the throw to Hunfield who throws over to Com who tags Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Perkins and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Hostler, and into shallow left field. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Cecil moves to third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil scores. There goes Hunfield trying to get to third. Orwell throws to Fox who tags Hunfield for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-2 in the game. Walsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-2 in the game. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive to right field. Reynolds throws towards the plate. Krause fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krause. Hosler moves to third. Perkins moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-2 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-3 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Hosler scores. Perkins moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzler scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive towards third. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-3 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orwell moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orwell scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-3 in the game. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunfield moves to third. Krause moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blackerby pinch hits for Bill Cecil. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.